An electromyogram, or EMG, measures the electrical activity of muscles at rest and during contraction. Nerve conduction studies measure how well and how fast the nerves can send electrical signals. Nerves control the muscles in the body by electrical signals, or impulses, and these impulses make the muscles react in specific ways. Nerve and muscle disorders cause the muscles to react in abnormal ways. Measuring the electrical activity in muscles and nerves can help find diseases that damage muscle tissue, such as muscular dystrophy, or nerves, such as ALS, or peripheral neuropathies. EMG and nerve conduction studies are often done together to give more complete information.
Why are electromyography and nerve conduction studies done?
An EMG is done to find diseases that damage muscle tissue, nerves, or the junctions called neuromuscular junctions between nerve and muscle. These disorders may include a herniated disc, ALS, or myasthenia gravis. An EMG may also be done to find the cause of weakness, paralysis, or muscle twitching. Problems in a muscle, the nerve supply in a muscle, the spinal cord, or the area of the brain that controls a muscle can cause these symptoms. The EMG does not show brain or spinal cord diseases. Nerve conduction studies are done to find damage to the peripheral nervous system, which includes all the nerves that lead away from the brain and spinal cord, and the smaller nerves that branch out from those nerves. Nerve conduction studies are often used to help find nerve disorders, such as carpal tunnel syndrome or Guillain-Barré syndrome. Both EMG and nerve conduction studies can help diagnose a condition called post-polio syndrome that may develop months to years after a person has had polio.
How is an electromyography done?
An electromyogram is done in a hospital, clinic, or doctor's office. A special room that stops any outside electrical interference may be used. The tests may be done by an EMG technologist or a doctor called a neurologist who specializes in diseases of the nervous system. It may also be done during physical rehabilitation. You will be asked to lie on a table or bed or sit in a reclining chair so your muscles are relaxed. The skin over the areas to be tested is clean with a special soap. A needle electrode that is attached by wires to a recording machine is inserted into a specific muscle. You may feel a quick, sharp pain when the needle electrode is put into the muscle. Once the electrodes are in place, the electrical activity in that muscle is recorded while the muscle is at rest. Then the technologist or doctor asks you to tighten the muscle slowly and steadily. This electrical activity is recorded. The electrode may be moved a number of times to record the activity in different areas of the muscle or in different muscles. The electrical activity in the muscle is shown as wavy and spiky lines on a special video monitor called an oscilloscope and may also be heard on a loudspeaker as machine gun-like popping sounds when you contract the muscle. The activity may also be recorded on video. An EMG may take 30 to 60 minutes. When the testing is done, the electrodes are removed and those areas of the skin where a needle was inserted are cleaned. You may be given pain medicine if any of the test areas are sore. After an EMG test, you may be sore and have a tingling feeling in your muscles for 1 to 2 days. If your pain gets worse or you have swelling, tenderness, or pus at any of the needle sites, call your doctor.
How is a nerve conduction study done?
In this test, several flat metal discs called electrodes are attached to your skin with tape or a special paste. A shock-emitting electrode is placed directly over the nerve to be studied, and a recording electrode is placed over the muscles supplied by that nerve. Several quick electrical pulses are given to the nerve, and the time it takes for the muscle to contract in response to the electrical pulse is recorded. The speed of the response is called the conduction velocity. The same nerves on the other side of the body may be studied for comparison. When the testing is completed, the electrodes are removed. Nerve conduction studies are done before an EMG if both tests are being done. Nerve conduction tests may take from 15 minutes to 1 hour or more, depending on how many nerves and muscles are studied. With the nerve conduction studies, you may feel a quick, burning pain, a tingling feeling, and a twitching of the muscle each time the electrical pulse is given. It feels like the kind of tingling you feel when you rub your feet on the carpet and then touch a metal object. The tests make some people anxious. Keep in mind that only a very low voltage electrical current is used, and each electrical pulse is very quick, less than a split second.